I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Transworld Radio is working on an exciting end-of-year project. It's called the Silk Road Transmitter. At the beginning of 2017, TWR was forced to reduce its program airings in Central Asia. At that time, its 150,000-watt AM transmitter was taken out of service. TWR's Brendan Neal tells us,
it's really left a gap in the programming for the people there to have access to biblical programming in their heart language.
With the new 200,000-watt AM signal, TWR could impact this region known for its persecution of Christians. But first, TWR has to raise almost $600,000 to install and commission the new Silk Road transmitter. Would you consider helping? You can pray or you can give. We'll connect you with the details at our website. And the holidays aren't happy for everyone. Maybe you dread family gatherings because it feels like you're Daniel in the lion's den. Or maybe you have an Uncle Fred, you know, the relative who's rude to you throughout the year, and then when Christmas rolls around, you have to play nice. Unforgiveness plays a major role in holiday conflict. But Set Free Ministries, Glenn Dunn says, there's freedom in Christ.
We hold back on the forgiveness because we believe that by forgiving an Uncle Fred, we're actually letting him off the hook, or that somehow we're overlooking what he's done to perhaps hurt us. And that's not really what God wants us to do. He asks us to forgive for our sake, not for Uncle Fred's sake. And so I think the first thing is to recognize what forgiveness is and what it isn't.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.